the long-drawn virgin vales, the mild blue hillsides, as over these there steals the hush, the hum. You almost swear that play-wearied children lie sleeping in these solitudes in some glad Maytime when the flowers of the woods are plucked. And all this mixes with your most mystic mood, so that fact and fancy, halfway meeting, interpenetrate and form one seamless whole. Nor did such soothing scenes, however temporary, fail of at least as temporary an effect on Ahab. But if these secret golden keys did seem to open in him his own secret golden treasuries, yet did his breath upon them prove but tarnishing. O grassy glades, O ever vernal endless landscapes in the soul, in ye, though long parched by the dead drought of the earthly life, in ye men yet may roll, like young horses in new morning clover, and for some few fleeting moments feel the cool dew of the life immortal on them. Would to God these blessed calms would last, but the mingled, mingling threads of life are woven by warp and woof, calms crossed by storms, a storm for every calm. There is no steady, unretracing progress in this life. We do not advance through fixed gradations, and at the last one pause, through infancy's unconscious spell, boyhood's thoughtless faith, adolescence's doubt, the common doom, then skepticism and disbelief, resting at last in manhood's pondering repose of if.